Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Harris moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. McNair moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. McCoskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Mac reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Fleming reaches second base with a double. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Bloodworth, who relays the ball to Tebbets, who tags Heath, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bloodworth covering, for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Desautels scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Patrick pinch hits for Al Benton. Bob Patrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fleming hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw fires to first and has Boudreau trapped. There's the throw to Bloodworth, who tags Boudreau for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Tebbets, who chases it to the backstop. Desautels reaches first on the wild pitch. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw fires to first and picks off Desautels. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to third. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.